Kick off your boots and turn it up. It's time for New Local Country First.
I do love country music.
You're kicking country on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
Hey, this is Jeremy with Kicking Country and keeping it local on Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com. Got Tyler with me. Tyler, how you doing?
I am doing well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Where are you from, Tyler?
I am from Lake City, Michigan. That's currently where I reside. I grew up down in Battle Creek, Michigan. So I made the change to move up north after meeting my beautiful wife, and I couldn't ask for better.
And so you're about an hour north of Mount Pleasant, then, aren't you?
About an hour to an hour and a half, depending on the weather.
Yeah. How'd you first get into? You ready to get into these questions here? Have a little chit chat and
kind of just
have fun with it and how'd you first get into country music?
I first got into country music, Mr. Frankie Ballard down at Kellogg Arena. I thought it was a guitar tech, and so I was going around the stage, and he looks down and goes, "You got a good voice, son." And I said, "Thank you." And so I looked up and talked to him. He goes, "You have no idea who I am, do you?" And he goes, "My name's Frankie Ballard." I'm like, "Oh, that's cool." And so he told me I should get into country music. We both went to Battle Creek Lakeview. We both went to Western Michigan. And once he told me I should go into country music, it kind of lit a light bulb inside me, and I went right into it.
That's pretty cool. What was there a moment, that was probably it right there, but was there a moment when you knew you wanted to do this?
The moment where I wanted to do this was probably about the same time after going to B93 Birthday Bash and meet a couple other guys. And
yeah.
But what initially got me going into it was definitely Frankie. And a lot of inspiration definitely comes from my grandparents on my mom's side.
Okay.
So
Who were your biggest musical influences growing up?
My biggest musical influences growing up, as far as like country artists go, my biggest influences, I loved how much of a show and how big of a show that Garth Brooks was able to play. So I was really inspired by him. And I've also been inspired by Mr. Lee Bryce and Randy Travis.
Yeah. Speaking of Garth, I seen his last show that he did. I want to say, what was it? Probably 2014, maybe, when he did the shows down there at Joe Louis.
When he did the world tour and he went from Van Andel to Joe Louis.
Yeah.
That was such a good weekend. I actually attended when he was over in Grand Rapids.
Yeah. I was at,
so that was just an awesome show.
Yeah. The one that he did there at Joe Louis, cause they did like two shows a night, and we went to the very last show on Saturday night, and it didn't start until like 11 o'clock, and he played till like 3 o'clock in the morning. And that place was going nuts. That was probably the best concert that I've ever been to.
When you seen him, did he have all of James Taylor's musicians with him? Man, those guys are some talented guys.
Yeah.
They were so good.
If someone's never heard your music before, how would you describe your sound?
My sound is very, right now it's pretty modern, but I would say some country rock and 90s flair. I'm a 90s baby, and so that's my bread and butter right there is 90s country, and that's kind of like what I make my music kind of around is that era,
yeah,
but that's more modern.
That's my favorite. I always say from like 85, mid-80s to like early 2000s to the mid-2000s is my favorite time of country music.
Yeah, couldn't agree more.
Yeah, it's just there was so many great artists, you know, like we said, Garth, and I mean, just so many of them. You can't even name them all.
No, you can't. There's one artist I think that missed the 90s shy that I think would have done really well, and that's Mr. Keith Whitley.
Yeah.
And boy, do I love that guy's music as well.
Yeah, he's great. What does being a local artist mean to you?
What being a local artist means to me, it means a lot to me because it means that not only do I get to travel around and doing everything that I kind of want to do music-wise, but I also get to come home. I get to be around people that I love, whether it's with my family or whether it's with friends or if it's just hanging out with people up here in northern Michigan. Just being local and being there and getting myself involved within the community at times. And so, like, I just really enjoy that I can be here.
Yeah.
But also be on the road and do both.
That's pretty cool. Do you have a favorite place around that you like to play or write music?
When I first started writing, I used to really love going out to my grandparents' cottage just north of Elbing, Michigan on Duck Lake.
Okay.
And that's been a place of my inspiration. And then another spot is definitely we've got a cabin in Everett, Michigan. And
okay.
Sometimes when I feel like I have to get away or I definitely go there, I go on a hiking trail, and that's where a lot of my inspirations come from.
This one goes right along with, you know, with that last question. It goes, how does living here influence your songwriting?
Living here influences my songwriting. Well, I love a lot of Michigan-made artists, like not only in country music, but I love rock too. So yeah. I love your Ted Nugent, I love your yep. Bob Seger, and I try to put that into my music as well. Like there's a tune that I have called Northern Ground, all about Michigan, and it's really inspired by Ted Nugent's song Fred Bear.
Oh, I love that song.
And Ted Nugent is such a cool guy. He's actually responded on my version of Fred Bear up on Facebook, and he really seemed to like it.
That's pretty cool. Where do you usually find inspiration for your songs?
My inspiration for my songs comes from actually living it, from life itself, not living the kind of fake life. I grew up going to bonfires and that, and I've been to a lot of the bigger parties, but it's never blown up to be quite the parties that I see like on YouTube and all that. So I write more about family aspects and going out with a drink for my wife, mm-hmm. With my wife and my family members. And so everything that I do in life, that's what really inspires my music.
That's pretty cool. I get that from a lot of, you know, like when I was just talking with Chad Flores, and I've talked with Justin, and, you know, now talking with you, you guys kind of all saying the same thing, that, you know, life situations is what you're getting your inspiration from for a lot of your music. And that's pretty cool. I like how that's done.
Well, my biggest inspiration, especially for that, coming back to it, he passed away a few years ago, right before my birthday. His name was Jimbo Henson, B-E-A-U, not B-O, because there's nothing good about B-O. Mm-hmm. But he was a hit songwriter that wrote Fancy Free for the Oak Ridge Boy Party Crowd with Dave Lee Murphy. And so when I got to go down right with him down in Clawsville, he told me one thing, and that was to write about what you know. And so from then on, like anything that I've experienced, I just kind of write something down. Eventually, either a song formulates in about 20 minutes, or it'll take years to make.
Yeah.
But as long as I'm living it, as long as I'm experiencing it, and my whole life is in that, in each song.
We'll be right back with more Tyler Roy Interview right after this.
Kickin' Country. We'll be right back on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
Hey, this is Tyler Roy. You are listening to Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com.
I've been hearing God's country every getaway weekend. Seen the colors on my Harley in the heart of Keweenaw. Got my groove on in Motown when she gave me a call. When it's my time to go, there is no place I'd rather be. We'll my time to go. There is no place I'd rather be. Covered a lot of northern ground. One day it will cover me. It'll cover me. Time to go. There is no place I'd rather be. When it's my time to go.
First on Buck 92.3, you're kicking country, fresh local country, where country legends live.
Shop at Meijer with Embergs and save up to $1 per gallon on your next tank of gas. For nearly every dollar you spend on groceries, household essentials, clothing, you'll earn Embergs points. The more you shop, the more your points add up, and the more you save at the pump. At Meijer, we're working hard to help you get a good deal more by helping you save up to $1 per gallon on gas. Savings based on points earned. Exclusions apply. Not valid in Wisconsin. Max 30 gallons. See mperks.com for details.
Welcome back to Kickin' Country.
Welcome back.
New local country first on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
Now back to our interview with Tyler Roy. What's your songwriting process like? Lyrics or first or melody first?
Yeah, it really depends. Most of the time I'll have lyrics kind of flood my mind. During a certain time of day is when I have a creative hour, and I kind of know when those juices start flowing. And so that creative hour kind of hits at some point in the day, and then I take that moment to just write as much as I can and practice my songwriting and keep going until I get something that I feel like I'm happy with.
What can fans expect when they come to one of your shows?
They can expect a lot of energy, especially with the full band. You can expect Michigan made. You can expect the guitars to be screaming because we really rock out the stage, and we just bring it 110% to each and every single show as a full band.
That's awesome. Do you remember your first live performance?
Oh boy, do I. My first performance, well, it depends. If it's with a full band, my first performance was at a place called, it's not even there anymore, but it used to be called The Strut in Kalamazoo, Michigan. We went and did a show, and there's nobody there, but I was so nervous and just doing that first gig, I didn't know what I was doing, but it was a lot of fun. But the first acoustic show I did just before that in about 2012, I used to play about every Friday or every other Friday at Captain's Corner, just north of Albion. That's where I kind of honed my craft and my skills, and I got better over time, and that's what allowed me to be able to book elsewhere and really grow as an artist.
What's been your most memorable show so far?
My most memorable show, I gotta say, it was probably opening up for. I've opened up for Blackhawk twice now.
Okay,
that was a really surreal moment, and just opening up for Blackhawk a couple weeks ago at the Venue Event Center in Cadillac, Michigan.
Yeah,
That was just an amazing show. It was an amazing time, and we had such a good response from the audience. And another show I've got to say just recently was actually one of my most memorable, actually the most memorable show I think I've had so far was Tip Up Town, USA in Houghton Lake
yeah.
a couple weeks ago. That place was rocking. There was never a better crowd that I've played in front of, I don't think. That whole crowd was engaged the entire time.
That's pretty cool.
And moments like that, when it's shoulder to shoulder in a place, I've experienced that one other time up in Drummond Island. That moment, performing for that many people, all eyes on you and rocking out with you, that was such a great time.
That's cool. If you could open for any country artist, who would it be?
I would say Josh Turner or Lee Bryce, because both of them really have, I'm a very God-driven guy. I believe in Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's what I really focus my life on, and I focus more on the artists that really take that in. And I have one of my favorite songs of all time is Love Like Crazy by Lee Bryce. And then Josh Turner, his whole album has always been around being faith-based. And that's, it would mean the world to me to open up for either of those guys.
That's pretty neat. Your favorite road trip snack of choice?
My favorite road trip snack of choice. I more drink a lot of fluids.
Okay.
Like water and Gatorade. But if I had to pick a snack of choice, it would be definitely those watermelon Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, them are good. I like the peach ones too.
The peach rings or like
no the peach they're actually like a shape of a peach. They're the Sour Patch Kids peaches. Those things are really good.
Those are pretty tasty.
Your favorite country song of all time?
My favorite country song of all time is probably the one I haven't written yet. No, I'm just kidding. But my favorite country song of all time that's other than my own is definitely what I mentioned is Love Like Crazy by Lee Bryce.
Yeah. What's your biggest goal you're chasing right now?
My biggest goal that I'm chasing is to be as big of an independent artist as I can be, continue to work, bust my butt every single weekend, even if that includes having a 9-to-5 during the week.
Yeah.
But having a life that I can own and be home during the weekdays for my wife and my kids. And that if that means sacrificing weekends, that's okay, because I'm here especially Monday through Thursdays and Monday through Fridays to here be with my wife and my kids and just be there for it all. And so I make it all work. I drive anywhere from 50 to 75,000 miles a year in my little Chrysler Pacifica just to make it all happen.
That's pretty neat. What advice would you give other local musicians just starting out?
Learn to love the suck, because as you're going through life with music, you're going to have losses. You're going to have to set up a whole show with a PA system and do it all yourself and do all the grind. And then you're going to have to drive 3 hours and 3 hours back home.
Yeah.
And you just got to embrace all that and learn to love the hard parts. If you learn to love the hard parts, everything else runs smoothly.
Yeah. Where can people hear or stream your music?
They can stream my music, obviously, on Apple or Spotify. I've got a couple music videos up on YouTube. But those are the main ones, Apple and Spotify. It is available basically on everything. You can use it as a short or reel, as a sound on Instagram or TikTok or what have you.
Yeah.
All those songs are available on all platforms, and they're there for any of your liking.
Where else can fans follow you on social media?
They can follow me at TylerRoyLive.com. That's my main source, my website. But Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Facebook, I coincide with Instagram. It's the same company. So,
yeah.
But Facebook, they can find me in those three platforms, mostly posting my shows on Facebook, and then I briefly touch TikTok from time to time.
Hey, this was Jeremy and Tyler on the Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com Sunday evening show called Kicking Country and Keeping It Local. Tyler, I want to thank you for coming on, giving us a great interview. Thanks for that. We'll be talking to you again hopefully pretty soon.
I really look forward to the next time we speak.
Hey, this is Tyler Roy. You are listening to Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com.
Of roses down in Tennessee.
And that's going to do it for another edition of Kickin' Country and keeping it local on Buck 92.3. Fresh sounds, hometown voices, and new country you heard here first. Wherever the road takes you this week, Buck 92.3's got the soundtrack. Be good to each other, and we'll catch you next Sunday.
Where country legends live, Buck 92.3.